I can't believe how dark it is. Convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Škoda Winter Sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at Škoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Škoda Finance.
Rayo, the new way to listen to the Absolute Radio family of stations. Download it for free now. The latest news is next on the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Matt Hewitt. Iran's denied being behind a plot to kill Donald Trump after the FBI charged three men. One of them, Farhad Chakeri, remains on the run, but is said to have told authorities in phone calls that he'd been asked by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard to draw up the plan. Thousands of people have gathered in Derry, Londonderry, calling for an end to violence against women and girls. It follows a series of sexually motivated attacks. Dozens of black Americans have received messages telling them they've been selected to pick cotton at the nearest plantation. Authorities are investigating texts sent to people in at least five different states. And weather forecasters say the murky weather will begin to clear from tomorrow. We've apparently been experiencing something called anticyclonic gloom. Some weather stations recorded no sunshine at all in the first 8 days of November.
Absolute Radio Sport.
A Liverpool victory at home to Aston Villa later would mean they go into the international break top of the Premier League. Defeat at Anfield would allow Manchester City the chance to overtake them, but the defending champions have lost three games in a row ahead of their match with Brighton. At the other end of the table, under pressure, Wolves boss Gary O'Neill says he's not been asking for assurances about his future. They're bottom of the league table ahead of a huge match with next place Southampton at Molineux. After 10 games, Wolves are one of only two clubs without a win, Ipswich are the other. O'Neill's staying calm.
I don't ask the club for any backing or support. You know, I'm very comfortable sat in this seat and stood on the side of the pitch in whatever situation is thrown at me. I understand that that is nature of the job.
And Jose Mourinho's been fined and given a one-match ban for criticising the standard of refereeing in Turkey. The Fenerbahce boss claimed no one outside of the country watches their league because of it, saying the officiating smells bad.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo. The new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
Another cold grey day along the North Sea coast and in Northern Ireland. Some drizzle, brighter in Northern Scotland. Highs today of 8 to 12 Celsius.
John Richardson.
John Richardson.
He needs another name than that, I would have thought.
Yeah.
John Richardson. He should call himself Richardson John.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
You're looking for, you haven't found it, baby, that's for sure. You rip me up.
there. Hello.
Stop doing that voice now.
Do you not like it?
It's making me feel uncomfortable.
Okay, I'll do my other... I will do my alternative hello.
Go on.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, that's weirder. Go
worse,
back to the other one. Yeah.
Well, hello.
Creepy.
It's John Richardson and Kerry Godleman on Absolute Radio. It's the Saturday smugness bit where I am horrible to people who are proud of themselves for achieving something. Mm. It feels a bit different this week, doesn't it? Especially since I've spent the first hour bragging about having deleted a few videos off my phone.
Yeah.
I feel I've lost some of my authority.
Yeah, you were a bit smug about that.
And I do feel like it's like a sensitive time for like people on the planet and stuff. So perhaps I should be a bit nicer.
I like your woke voice.
That is my, yeah, that's my, like, I just think everybody needs like a moment at the moment. We all just need to like take, I tell you what drives me insane. I couldn't do
you
it.
You couldn't even last to the end of the it. Sentence.
Of all the things about tech that drive me mad, I have a phone, I have one of those watches that, you know.
I know what you mean, but
everyone
I know that we don't know the words.
I mean, that people like me have.
Right.
That tells me.
What does it tell you?
Well, I'll tell you what makes me worry about my heart rate, because first of all, it tells me every day that I've closed my exercise ring when I haven't done anything.
What's an exercise ring?
Okay, so... basically, I have to do a certain... I don't have to, but if I want to live longer, but that's a separate debate, I have to do a certain number of minutes exercise every week, every day.
Wow.
And it counts them in a little ring.
This
and
then sounds you get really stressful.
You get a little graphic that'll say, hey, you've closed your exercise ring, and that's separate to your movement ring, which tells you how far you've got to walk.
Oh, get rid of that, mate. Get rid of that. Get rid of the whole phone. Put it in the odd sock bin.
I don't mind that. But there's also a mindfulness app on it, which I can't turn off. That at the start of every day, I'll just get a little pulse on my wrist and I look down. It says, hey, why not take a moment? And that is the point I come closest to throwing the watch in the bin and stamping on it forevermore.
And that happens every day.
Every morning, but it doesn't do it when you wake up. So it's not like wake up, hey, just take 30 seconds now because
you're
special.
I'd get rid of this. Really get rid of this watch, John. I don't think it's serving you. I can ring you every day and go, hey.
But could you ring me just at the point when clearly I don't have a moment? I might have had a moment just after
you're like,
my
I'm in the middle of clearing out my WhatsApp videos.
I'm trying to do the snack for playtime, get the packed lunch ready,
yeah.
Make some toast, get eaten,
there's
get the uniform
worse.
Ready.
There's nothing
goes,
worse than, hey.
Why don't you chill out?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe,
and it does it again just before bed. It says, hey, now's a good time to reflect. And I'm like, whoa, that's the last thing I'm trying to do now is reflect on today. Today is done. I am dipping for the line, baby. Photo finish, made it again. Are you smug about it? I mean, you've had 2 weeks to be smug.
I do feel like telling you that my kids chatted to me on our half term. I feel smug about that. I kind of slipped in a bit of a, like, you know, parents that just casually show off in chit chat, like, can't get my kids to stop reading. I did that, didn't I? My kids just
really
hung out
good.
And chatted, and I made it seem so normal, but essentially I was showing off.
Genuinely, you're the first person I've heard a lot of, and I genuinely, I love being a parent, and it's why I struggle on most parenting podcasts and things, because they want the,
want the dirt, yeah, yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
But the one thing I've heard is enjoy it, because one day it will just end. And people have said to me, literally, you're going to kiss your daughter to bed one night, and she's going to say, I love you, Daddy, and you're going to wake up the next morning, she's going to claw your eyes out and tell you never to look at her or touch her again.
It won't happen that quickly.
And you're the first person that said, oh, no, it comes back and we just walk through the Irish countryside and just like be and just talk.
And we go, hey, let's spend some time together.
So maybe I don't want to make you feel less smug about that, because it's a lovely thing.
It was a lovely thing. I do feel smug about it.
Can you remember any of the conversations? Were they like meaningful?
It was just chatting, half-term chatting, and my daughter's looking at unis, because, you know, I keep going off and doing these uni days. So just talking about things like that, like what she wants to do, and that kind of nearly leaving home age, and how exciting it is, talking about things like that. You see, I can't make it funny and be cynical about it, because it was genuinely nice.
I'm trying as well to make you feel
you want to get the boot in,
it,
but it's nice.
I can't put that. I can put a gentle slipper. Just a gentle slipper is all I've got to offer you, and I am wearing slippers as well. Have you noticed that I'm broadcasting in slippers? Do I sound different?
No, I assume you always wear slippers.
Okay, well,
to
that's
the
worst.
Hey, look at you in your slippers.
Oh, no, down.
Look at you, good for you.
Oh, no, I had two incidents this week that made me feel very, very old. I'll tell you after. We have some Saturday smugness to discuss. And, of course, if you've done anything smug, you want bringing down a peg or two. If you want advice on how to bring down a friend who's smug, perhaps about their parenting. Perhaps you've got a friend who you know is going to tell you how well their kids are doing at the moment. And you want to, I think, Kerry, that might be one I hand over to you. That seems like a specialist subject for you.
You might want to throw up.
Text 81215, John at absoluteradio.co.uk. And then after that, I must tell you, just very depressing body things that have happened to me this
week.
Oh,
I look forward to that, John.
If that doesn't keep you listening, I don't know what will. Somebody's feeling smug this week, and it's not just old chatty mum over there. They just open up to me. I say to them now, of course, I'm still your mum, but I'd like it if
we're
you
like
thought I was a friend.
Friends, yeah, we're like friends. Really close.
I did think that this week in my head in a conversation I was having with my daughter, and I just pulled up short of saying it. So I think the great thing is that we're friends as well.
Oh, well done for stopping yourself, mate.
Thanks, mate. I stopped myself. She wandered off and said, "Stop talking, you bald old fraud." but you know.
Yeah, friends don't say mean things to each other, do they, John?
Well, do you know, actually, now you said that, that's exactly the conversation we were having, because someone had said something mean at school, and I said, well, the person you're meanest to is your best friend, I think.
Oh, the opposite of what I just said then.
Well, I was trying to make her feel better by saying, the rudest I've ever been to anybody is Matt Fort. And
yeah, but that's male bants. That's blokey bants. That's
no,
what,
but
that's
you, women do that as well, don't they?
Yeah, you're right, we do.
Yeah, everyone's horrible to
but
everyone.
But blokes will go in harder and meaner. Women tend to hang back from making their mates cry.
I've never made him cry, and that's
I've
why
seen
I keep
him cry.
On. You've made him cry.
No.
Okay, tell me how later. There has been, somebody's feeling smug. There has been a huge event this week, and it happened in this country. It was, of course, the World Conquer Championships. And off the back of that, during the week, we received this message.
Hey, John. I know you usually like to try and bring down people for being smug at the weekend, but I think you might struggle with mine. I am the Conquerors World Champion after winning this year's tournament, and I'm really proud, especially being the first American to do so. Good luck bringing me down for that.
All right, let's do this.
You look so happy and ready.
It's lovely that the challenge has been laid down. Good luck bringing me down for that. It's our second American in 2 weeks.
Well, they need the distraction.
Well, it does suggest, doesn't it? It does suggest. I don't know what drew her to Conquerors, the idea of shiny things, smashing things up. Do you ever done Conquerors? Here's the thing,
yeah.
I don't quite criticise because I've never played Conquerors.
What? I've what just kind never... of a childhood did you have?
Well,
a Conquer free one.
I think there are more people who have never conked than have conked.
Oh, it's generational though, because I was a kid before the internet, so you had to conquer.
I was a kid before the internet and we would collect Conquerors, but you never actually went through the rigmarole of drilling the little hole.
Oh, what rigmarole? Get a screwdriver or another thing.
There, that's all right.
A brattle, and you pierce a hole in it, get the string, and then you nunchuck your way to school, swinging it around your head, ready for battle.
So what would you say then? What would you say to our World Conquer Champion friend?
Congratulations.
You'd be proud.
How did you do it? I'd be proud, yeah. She dominates a very fiercely fought competitive field.
I could have listened to her talk for a lot longer, I've got to say. I thought she had a lovely voice. I expected
she
that
did.
To spin straight off into an audiobook.
About Conquerors.
Could have listened to that for 16 hours, I think, on a long drive. Or driving the length of the country this week.
Well, there you go. She might write a book about her.
Yeah, if she wants to send in. Listen.
Go on, take her down.
Well, I feel the world has done it to Americans this week.
Oh.
Unless, of course, she might be one of the ones. Somebody voted the other way, didn't they? Can't all be crying Democrats. Somebody out there knows what they've done. And maybe she did it. Maybe she voted 70 million times.
You can't. Yeah, but she sounds like she's had a lot on. That takes quite a lot of time to vote 70 million times.
She does. She does. She sounded like a nice person who's done a nice thing. And I just think in a difficult time for the world, if you want to feel good about destroying nature. I mean, what is a conquer? Something that could have become a tree, right?
No, that's like, well, it's like an egg. It's a tree egg.
Exactly. It could have become a tree.
So
it
you're a vegan, so you're not going to support the destruction of tree eggs.
I just think in a time of climate catastrophe, what you're basically doing is preventing oxygen from existing. That's all you've done there. There could have been oxygen in 20 or 30 years, and now there won't be, because you and your friends went to a municipal hall and basically smashed up a forest. That's what you've done there. There's deforestation. I'm getting into it now. I knew there'd be an angle somewhere. You people. You conquer
swinging people. They're anti-environmentalists.
Are basically, why don't you just move to Brazil and cut down the Amazon rainforest?
Wow.
Because that's all you've achieved this week. So
wow.
I hope you're proud of yourself. Oh, God, I really enjoyed that.
It's now free to sell on eBay, and it's got me thinking.
Absolute Radio.
Maybe I should sell my road bike that hasn't seen a road in over 2 years. And that lamp that, in hindsight, definitely looked better in Bali.
and this gorgeous dress that needs someone to take it out rather than just out of the wardrobe. Which is exactly why I'm never selling my joggers.
You'll see things differently now it's free to sell on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. Excludes motors and business sellers.
You know, I really love your
Are you listening? Because Etsy has original gifts to make everyone feel heard. So let's try that again.
You know, I really love your gold droplet earrings.
Perfect. Now fast forward to the gifting.
How did you know?
Shop Etsy for personalized jewelry, custom artwork, vintage pieces, home decor and more. For original gifts that say, I get you. Etsy has it.
You know that guy I've been seeing?
Yeah.
Turns out my sister's been seeing him too.
Oh, really?
And I heard he's been seeing Kelly at number 56. And Dave.
Your brother?
Yep.
Specsavers opticians and audiologists own their stores, so your care is their business, which can make them rather popular.
I've got something to tell you. I've got half an hour with him this afternoon.
Specsavers. Your care is our business.
Experience the electrified world of Volkswagen. That's the sound of drivers powering up and enjoying our supercharged Volkswagen offers. Now with deposit contributions of £3,950 on the ID3, £5,000 on the ID4, and 0% APR and solutions PCP. Plus, a free OMI home charger with standard installation. Power up and drive electric with Volkswagen. Subject to eligibility, order by 6th of January. Indemnities may be required. Maximum 36-month contract. Volkswagen Finance.
This Christmas at Asda. Pop open a festive treat with amazing offers on bubbly and Pringles. Save on Asda's exclusive Nice Drop Prosecco. Was £5.49, now just £5. And 185-gram tubes of sour cream, barbecue and original Pringles. Price drop from £1.85 to £1.50 each. Find them at Asda, the gnome of Christmas. Driving home for Christmas. Asda. That's more like it. Selected stores subject to availability. Exclude Scotland. Prosecco offer ends 13th of November. May exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small.
It's time you woke up. At Uswitch, our experts negotiate with providers to get exclusive Black Friday season deals, so you could switch and save on your mobile bill. Now that's a wake-up call. Uswitch. We put you first.
When you need a Nicktoonia rescue,
just yelp for help.
No matter the danger.
I'm ready for a rough, rough rescue.
Whoever's in need.
Paw Patrol to the lookout.
We've got the pup.
Big truck, air rescue, mighty pups, aqua pups, ready for action rider, sir.
For the job.
All paws on deck.
From the deep sea to dinos. From the roads to the skies.
Paw Patrol is on a roll.
Paw Patrol are always ready for action. On Nicktoonia.
John, son of Richard.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
To the heads, I'll drag, drag, drag.
John, we have had, this is quite a pleasing email. It says, Dear John and Godly Lady, very happy with that.
You like that?
I do. Godly lady, I'm really enjoying the show this morning. Somehow your lovely John tones really accompany the Stuart Lee movie. Stuart Lee movie. Have you not seen the Stuart Lee movie?
I haven't, no.
It goes on and on and on. The Stuart Little movie, he's watching the Stuart Little movie with the sound off.
Very different film.
Very different. Although, very is different. It? With the sound off. I hope you're having a great morning. So, you could come up with ideas of things that people could watch with the sound off while they're listening to us.
So hang on, our sound.
They've got a Stuart Little movie on visually, but they're listening to us.
Well, what that says to me is I am the sort of audio equivalent of a confused and frightened mouse.
That's yeah, that fits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely see that working. There are lots of... Did you ever watch things with the sound... I do workout videos with the sound off. So people could have, like... they could do their workout listening to us.
I don't know what you're doing.
Well, I can see what to do. I copy... I mirror the what do they call them? Instructor. And do the things. But I don't need to hear them waffling on with all that motivational...
I thought that
drivel.
Was the thing. Isn't that the thing with those bikes and everything, that what you're actually paying for is being by an enthusiastic person?
I don't want to be shouted at by any enthusiastic person, but I'll do the exercise.
Yeah.
But I'd rather listen to something else.
Keep cycling, mate. You'll never get away from your personality. I'm the same as you. I don't like to be shouted. What you exercise to is a very interesting thing, because I always think that I want... You should have, like, dance music and things like that.
Motivational, actually, upbeat music.
I'm quite happy to run to a depressing audiobook.
Yes, exactly. Just other people talking. I'm happy to listen to other people talking.
I like to exercise to sport, because it makes me, if I watch sports people, it makes me feel like I am an athlete.
So, okay.
I know that the logic. But even like snooker, oddly, I find I run a bit further.
Don't you just stop exercising and get absorbed in the shot?
No, there are some sports I can't watch. Like sports that make, like rugby, I can't have on, because I find I try and avoid the tackles and jump off the treadmill.
Oh, like those VR catastrophes where you run into the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay.
I had a thought this week that I'm never ever... You know, one of the best feelings I've ever had in my life was playing rugby at school. Yeah, and I wasn't very talented. I don't know if that comes across.
I'm not really in backing shot there, John.
But what I would do is, in the rugby team, I would play on the wing, and somebody would kick the ball really far, and I was fast, so I would run after it and try and get it. Like a dog, basically. I was deployed much like you would deploy a Jack Russell on the rugby pitch. Right. Go and get it! Go and get it! And then give it back to the bigger boys. That's what, and I realised this week, I will never again, I don't think, experience the feeling of running full pelt across grass and catching a rugby ball.
You don't want that feeling back. You can have
it. I do want it, but I don't think it would be the same now. I think I'd get tired and I wouldn't be moving as fast. But I thought... This is very depressing, but I thought maybe I'll go on my own to a park with a rugby ball and just kick
that
it and run
really
after it.
Really sad, John. Really sad to get that childhood exhilaration back. Just kick a rugby ball and chase
it. I think I'm just going to have a depressing day, because I was also saying to someone, like, oh, because I'm busy on Sundays a lot, I haven't had a Sunday roast for a while. So what I'm going to do this week, I'm going to go to, I don't know if I can say the name of the place, but they serve carveries and they have Toby Jugs. I should tell you roughly. I said, oh, I'm going to go on my own at lunchtime. And I spoke to the same person the next day, and they said, oh, I was thinking about you last night. I wasn't really listening when you were talking yesterday. And last night, just the image of you going on your own for a carvery really upset me. So don't do that. I'd sort of traumatised this person. It was like, oh, I was thinking about your life.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say that they were like, are you all right? But no, can you just censor yourself?
It was kind of the tragedy of your existence just really hit me last night. So
can you dial it down?
Sort yourself out. Just sort yourself out around me, because your existence is depressing to me.
Yeah, I mean, your anecdote about the rugby park plans were bleak, mate.
Will you come with me and kick a rugby ball at me and then watch me eat
like
some
sprouts? I feel like I'm going to need to.
So I don't really know what's happening. If you've got the sound on and you're doing something else, let us know. I don't ask that people sit in a darkened room giving us full attention, but the idea that you're sort of really just half watching a movie.
I imagine they're pottering. That's what I like. They're driving somewhere or they're pottering about in their house.
Yeah,
but to be
that's
sat watching a film, listening to us with the sound off, isn't what I had in my head.
No, so let us know, 8, 12, 15. And if you want to meet me in a park and kick balls at me...
Oh, don't sound so needy, John! you sound so needy!
What? That's less depressing than... Isn't it brave to ask for help?
Look, so they got back in touch. They said you were amazing as the mouse. There you go, there's some praise.
Well, do you know what? Is the less depressing link that Kerry wants, then? Don't text me if you want to meet up, but just know that at one point this week, I'm going to drive myself to a local piece of grass and kick a rugby ball in the air and catch it myself and then go and eat so much veg that I spend the next 24 hours on the toilet. Because everything's fine. Christmas stuff is in the shops.
Too soon.
The honey glazed gammon flavoured crisps.
Too soon.
Too soon for you. Well,
wrong
if
month.
You... Is
Get
it
out.
The wrong month? Is it?
Things right. in the wrong month is really winding me up at the moment. It's not allowed in to early November.
If you're a little bit worried about Christmas being too early, why don't you not sound like Scrooge, mate? Because you're only making it worse. You're making it worse for yourself. But I tell
like
you what.
Christmas, but not in the wrong month.
If you're looking at your Absolute Radio Live Advent calendar, which I'm sure we all have, you will find there are only 8 doors left because Absolute Radio Live is next week. A week Sunday, if you want to sound all northern about it. Week Sunday.
That's Ford, come round quick.
Oh, ain't it come round quick?
That's come round quick, ain't it?
Sooner every year. It'll be next June I'll start banging on about it next year.
Driving
you mad.
Get out.
what would an Absolute Radio Live flavoured crisp be? Probably best not to go into it, to be honest. Something cheesy. Anyway,
vegan
I will
cheesy.
Be... Yeah, oh yeah. Well, do you know what? Most of the meat crisps are vegan as well because they've never been near a natural ingredient in their life. But my, don't they taste good? I will be co-hosting the gig at the London Palladium with Matt Ford. We will be there with Glenn Moore, Dara O'Brien, Phil Wang, Judy Love, The Last Legs, Josh Widdicombe, and live at the Apollo star, Susie Ruffell. And as ever the night, we'll be raising funds for a hugely deserving cause. This year, it's the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital Charity. I spoke to Matthew this week about our plans for the event. I know there will be some people there from the charity. It's going to be a very special, slightly emotional evening. If you want to be there, you have the chance to win a pair of tickets. Head over to absoluteradio.co.uk/win. I used a backslash this week. Never used a backslash before in my life. Absolutely loved it.
Why
didn't even
did you
know
do
they existed.
It's only forward slashes available in my head.
No, I backslashed.
Why would you do a backslash?
I backslashed yesterday and
did
I'll do
it
again.
Did you do it on purpose?
I meant to do it. I was told to do it. The man, Will.
Do they
Will
have different you, meaning?
Will, who you sat with now, he told me to backslash.
Right, well,
and I did.
We'll have that chat.
absoluteradio.co.uk/win. You will have to answer one question. If that's the sort of thing that stresses you out, be calm. I would say it's quite a simple question and you have the chance to win 2 tickets. There are a handful remaining. If you want to pay for tickets, you can go to absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. And don't worry, I'll fill you in on how aggressive this chat is between Will and Kerry about the use of the backslash after this.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy.
I'm glad to be part of your company now. I've heard about it and then people coming out on the radio and saying about it. It sounded genuine.
Oh, we're really glad to have you as well.
Octopus Energy, outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
Do you ever dream of being covered in Coleman's English mustard? I must admit, I do. Often. That yellow hue. That fiery kick. So bold. So lickable. Such hot stuff. Oh, I just want to be smothered in it. Then again, I am a sausage. Coleman's English Mustard. Hot and English since 1814. Try it today. On me.
At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get 2 pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. 2-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Waitrose number one brown butter and cognac mince pies are delicately filled with rich mincemeat, made with apricot, amarena cherries and almonds. They're so delicious, we'd understand if you said you forgot to buy them, just to have them to yourself. We're not suggesting you do this, but if you do,
your secret's safe with us.
Waitrose number one brown butter with cognac mince pies. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores subject to availability.
Wake up, people, and smell the ginger. Kickstart your day with a Moju shot. 13.8 grams of fresh pressed ginger for an all-natural boom. Like a ginger ninja kick to your taste buds. Put some Moju in your morning. Moju. Wake, shake, boom.
Attention all drivers. Right now you can save over £10,000 on a brand new MG ZS EV from just £19,995. That's right. The all-electric MG ZS EV is more affordable than ever. Experience exceptional comfort, advanced safety features, and an impressive electric range. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. Visit mg.co.uk to book a test drive today. Saving based on MG ZS EV SE standard range. Metallic and tricoat paint extra cost. Participating dealers only. Subject to availability. Offer ends December 31st. Retail and affinity customers only.
Banking could be easier with the new Lloyds app.
Hello, Daniels. Mum here. Will Katie be staying tonight? Because I'll need to put fresh sheets in the spare room. Reminder, she can't use the upstairs toilet. And try not to be too noisy when you come in. You know I'm a light sleeper. Oh, there's some leftover mackerel salad in the fridge for you. She does eat mackerel, doesn't she?
Time to get a place of your own? With Lloyds, find out how much you could borrow with our mortgage calculator. The power to do it all on the new Lloyds app. Download now. T's and C's apply.
Most homes would save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
Rayo is the new place to listen to Absolute 80s. Download it now. Find the latest travel news at absoluteradio.co.uk.
Make mornings simple with 25% off coffee and pastries at Cafe Nero when you take out the qualifying product, so compare the market.
Nero, oh, oh, we in the coffee and a cinnamon twirl.
Man, I feel like a Nero.
App only one membership per year, two codes per day, 25% off barista-made drinks and pastries, exclusions and T's and C's apply.
Christmas cash countdown.
Christmas cash countdown.
We're counting down to Christmas with something everyone would like to have under the tree. Cash. You could win £300,000.
Enter now. Text WIN to 81215. Text costs £2.50 plus your standard network rate. Enter at absoluteradio.co.uk. Online entries cost £2.50. Or call 0330 880 4594. Calls charged at the standard rate. Over 18s only.
All the rules for this Rayo Network competition are on our website.
Lines close on Friday the 15th of November at 5pm.
Plus, it's a guaranteed winner, so someone will have the cash in their bank account the same day.
You could win £300,000 with our Christmas cash countdown.
He's done 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. Now, John Richardson does radio. This is the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
So while you were off gallivanting, Kerry, with your kids, frolicking, would you say?
Gallivanting and chatting and just bonding.
Yeah, just like, just being, actually.
Yeah, just being friends.
Do you know what did you do
connecting.
Last week? I just was. So while you were away last week, we set up the literal police. So like, you know, a literal police officer.
Okay.
And it's a prison for people who incorrectly use the word literally. It's been on all of our minds for some time, and I am asking for help finding as many people as possible to bang up in there. If you're looking for the kind of thing we mean, last week we locked up Emma Willis for this.
It was so exciting, wasn't it?
On Saturday,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, I would literally, my heart was in my mouth waiting.
Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers, very unpleasant. So if you spot any offenders, if you hear them or if you see it and you want us to take this on and bang them up, you can email me, john@absoluteradio.co.uk. Mark got in touch last week. He really took the opportunity to get a few things off his chest.
Yeah.
He says, "Dear John with an H." Oh, Mark.
Oh.
Like, you're literally just emailing me about things that get on your nerves and you've, like, literally spelled my name wrong? Anyway, he says, "You think you've got it bad with anger and inner turmoil caused by the incorrect application of the word literally. See below." That's always a lovely thing to
receive. Oh, I love see below as a steer.
I like it when emails from listeners sound like work emails. See
yes.
below for the list of words and phrases that literally, or maybe metaphorically, make me want to barricade myself in a cave on a remote mountaintop. Do you get caves on a mountaintop? Surely they're lower down, aren't they? Anyway, you seem like you've got a lot of things to sort out, Mark. To be honest, that's his first one. I think I say that quite a lot, to be honest.
Teenagers, Sam, not going to lie, didn't they? Not going to lie. Not going to lie.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what he says. Is the default position lying? Let's not go into that this week. You know what I mean? He doesn't like.
Know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
I think that's the sort of thing I probably say and don't realise.
Well,
I guess. Mark says, "I guess. Stop guessing and get back to me when you know."
I like Mark.
Yeah, I like Mark, but I don't want him to come for a carvery with me this week.
You don't want him to kick that ball in the park for you?
No, I'd like to be in the same carvery as Mark and then have a conversation about perhaps some grammatical mistakes on the menu afterwards.
Bullet pointed. I love his commitment to bullet points.
Oh, we're only halfway through his list, mate. Don't
go
you
on.
Worry about that.
Go on.
So is a conjunction, not a sentence opener.
Well, that's that cleared up.
He must be a teacher. At the end of the day, why wait that long? When all is said and done, this status will never be reached.
Oh, these are all fair, though. They all bug me. I tell you what, I can't stand it. It is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is.
It is.
What else would it be?
Something else. I don't mind. It is what it is.
I hate it is what it is. It's no comfort to me. Just stirs up rage.
Anyway, it's at the end of the day, when all's said and done, there will be no radio left. So let's hope there are things to be said and done. And if you spot anyone you want to see caught by the literal police, then email john@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Turn it into light. I've got a
a darkness deep in you, a frightening magic I cling to. Give me a chance to hold on. Give me a chance to hold on. Give me a chance to hold on. Just give me something to hold on to. It's all clear now that you are all that I have. I have no fear now, you are all that I have. It's all
that was Snow Patrol. We are about to head into the final hour. John Richardson and Kerry Godliman here on Absolute Radio. Coming up, we will have all the news that wasn't in the news that should be in the news. I will be telling you how to torture Matt Ford, and I will also be opening up on two things that happened this week that made me feel older than I already am.
John Richardson. Oh, I see. John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
Breathe it in. That new car smell. It comes as standard with every brand new car found on Auto Trader. And there's no need to hold your breath, because we have thousands of brand new cars ready to roll. Brand new cars found at Auto Trader.
Did you know that back pain can have many causes? Flarin helps stop pain, relieves swelling, and eases stiffness. No other ibuprofen is more effective for joint pain. So, let's hear from a satisfied Flarin user.
Flarin, it's brilliant and has really helped my back pain.
Flarin, available at Tesco. Flarin Joint and Muscular Pain Relief 200mg soft capsules contains ibuprofen. Always read the label. To verify claims, visit flarin.co.uk.
The plant near the reception desk at Axel's Autocare is loving life. Because since Axel started taking card payments with Barclaycard, he's got the money in his account the next day, with no hidden fees. So he spends less time waiting and more time watering. What's good for small business is good for everyone. Barclaycard Payments.
Settlement terms may vary. To receive next day settlement, transactions need to be taken before 9pm for Flex and before 7pm for Smart Pay Anywhere and Smart Pay Touch. T's and C's apply.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who shift weekday peak usage by 40% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage caps. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Express yourself.
At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. Vision. 2-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Ah, the unassuming office coffee machine. It's where you go to get a brew. It's a pick-me-up for some. A place to catch up for others. And a gateway to steal all your business data for hackers. You see, hackers can strike from anywhere, even a smart coffee machine. BT Cybersecurity keeps your business protected. Search BT's Got Your Back to find out more. BT means business.
Tis the season, listeners. Let's spin the wheel of Greggs and see what you could be unwrapping this Christmas. Ooh, a delicious Christmas lunch baguette, festive flavoured hot drinks, even the good old bacon breakfast roll. and the ultimate Christmas cracker, the Festive Bake. Returning to the wheel, the vegan Festive Bake is back and yours to take. Join us next time for all this and so much more. Greg's, bag some joy.
There's a new way to listen to the Absolute Radio family of stations. Rayo, download it for free now.
Or stay here for the latest news. Next.
Make morning simple with 25% off coffee and pastries at Cafe Nero when you take out the qualifying product, so compare the market.
Nero, oh, oh,
we're in the coffee
and a cinnamon twirl.
Man, I feel like a Nero.
App only, one membership per year, two codes per day, 25% off barista-made drinks and pastries. Exclusions and T's and C's apply.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Matt Hewitt. Iran is rejecting reports it was behind an alleged plot to assassinate Donald Trump. Afghan national Farhad Shakeri, who's been charged by the US, claimed he was asked to do it by a government official in September. He's currently on the run. A report's warning of the growing anguish among those caring for loved ones with dementia in the UK. The Royal Voluntary Service says more than a quarter feel isolated and unable to cope. A police officer who shot an innocent man he suspected was a terrorist shortly after the 7/7 London bombings says he was sure we were going to die. He's publicly spoken for the first time about the death of 27-year-old electrician Jean-Charles de Menezes. And detectives investigating a series of riots on Merseyside have now charged 100 people. The latest three are boys aged 16 and 17. Disorder broke out in Southport, Walton and Liverpool city centre in the summer.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Liverpool boss Arne Slot